The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein, and we're here to talk about Pete Hegseth. I think the countdown to the end of Pete has begun. We'll see. Anything can happen in Trump world, obviously. You know, Pete could talk about how great Trump's hair and makeup looks one day, and that could, you know, be a stay of execution. But, man, a lot of signs that they're looking to make a change. Sam, since we last spoke to, Bill Kristol a couple hours ago, we already have a bunch of developments. What has struck you the most today, as far as the Hegseth drama is going today?
Well, let's set the stage here, because it's important. We got to timestamp these things.
Okay.
Obviously, stuff is fast. We were recording this like 4:45 on Monday. So as of now, Hegseth is still dutifully employed as Secretary of Defense.
Employed.
Carolyn Leavitt, press secretary, says there's no way that these reports that we are looking for a new defense secretary are totally false, she said.
Fake news.
Fake news. Of course, NPR, that was in reference to an NPR report that the administration was indeed looking at replacements. Eric, son of Eric, said that he has heard from White House people that they are, in fact, looking for a replacement.
For people that don't know, do you want a credential, Eric, son of Eric, on this point? Well, I mean, he's a conservative. He's a conservative talk radio host. He held the Red State Gathering, which was very prominent for a while of talk conservative. I mean, the point being that, like, he talks to people. And if it's the NPR folks, brings a little balance to the situation. We have a more left-aligned NPR. I wouldn't want to impugn the good people of NPR, saying one thing. Eric Erickson saying it. It means it's coming from a bunch of different places.
It's coming
places.
From different people. It's in the ether. Let's put it that way. Trump was asked about it. You know, he did his Trump thing where he's like, you know, this is, I stand by the guy and all that stuff. And then the weirdest thing, I don't know if you and Bill talked about it, was Hegseth himself at the Easter egg roll.
I've not talked about that yet.
Yeah, so that was a weird one.
We should pull up the video of that really quick, actually. Let's watch. Yeah.
Full of hoaxers that peddle anonymous sources from leakers with axes to grind. And then you put it all together as if it's some news story. And when we know it, we know exactly what it is. So I'm really proud of what we're doing for the president, fighting hard across the board, and I'm going to go roll some Easter eggs with my kids.
All right, so there's a bunch of kids. I think they might be his kids, kind of looking on skeptically as he explains that all this is just anonymous sources smearing his good name. Left unsaid is that one of those people is not anonymous, is an ally who actually wrote his own op-ed. I just want to be clear. That shit doesn't happen normally, where your ally leaves his job.
It would be like me having been hired by Jeb, and then 2 months later quitting, and then going to Politico and being like, anyone should be president besides Jeb. I mean, like, that is the level that we are at.
The other was bizarre because he was like, I really love Pete. I really think Trump's doing a great job. There's a lot of vipers around Pete. He should go. Didn't really make the case, like, whatever. The point was that things are untenable for Hegseth. Now, the thing I want to say is, like, I don't really take these statements from the White House that everything is copacetic and fine. I mean, I take them seriously, but there's plenty of history of the White House insisting things are fine and nothing's changing, only for, like, things to completely change in 24 hours. We just went through it with the tariffs. They were like, there is no pause. We are not even considering pause. Never will pause these things. And then Trump pauses them. And so that's just how it is in Trump world, where you just don't know. He might wake up, like you said, he might wake up and see some Fox and Friends segment that says Pete's got to go. And he's like, you know what? Pete's got to go.
Yeah, I mean, Trump was on the phone with Reince planning their next golf outing and talking about how he has full confidence in his chief of staff, like 2 minutes before he tweeted that he appreciates Reince's service and fires him. So you do never know. Speaking of the tweets, one other thing I didn't get into with Bill that has been a development here is as part of Pete's cope, the Secretary of Defense has been posting through it. There's a
that
pretty funny
ridiculous.
Exchange we can put up on the screen. It's a pretty funny exchange. The DNC, the Democrats, put out a tweet, you know, talking about how Pete should go, you know, given just the reckless nature of how he's behaved, Pete replies to them like a reply guy underneath the Democrats from his official Secretary of Defense account, being like, you guys only care about migrant illegals and trannies or something. And then the DNC replies, which is like, this is what Pete's phone looks like right now. And it's like a blurry image of a phone. Maybe like a little drunk joke. Whatever you think about the merits of the troll war, it's kind of like, it's not a great, it's hard to imagine, for example, James Mad Dog Mattis, you know, getting into a troll war or like Robert Gates, you know.
I was just going to say, this reminds me of the time that Robert Gates decided to go on Twitter and just battle with the DNC over, you know, how he treated Joe Biden. Just a small correction. It was from Pete Hegseth's personal account, not the Secretary of Defense.
I apologize. Guy.
Just want to be, we respect facts here.
We do.
But yeah, the whole thing was bizarre. And it was like at an odd hour. And it's like, what? Don't you have other shit to do? I guess that's, you know, this is kind of a theme for the Trump era, is like, there's just a lot of people on Twitter a lot when they should be doing their normal jobs. Doesn't give you confidence that he's got things under control, that he's responding to the DNC.
I mean, it doesn't. Yeah. And he's fired his chief of staff, his deputy chief of staff. His top public affairs person has published an op-ed about how he should be fired. And hinted
that more is to come.
And hinted that more is to come. And right. Pete, meanwhile, has been like out of the Easter egg roll.
He's like, you know what you need to
that's,
do?
That's another thing.
I need to go to the Easter egg roll.
Was Robert
reply
Gates,
to Twitter.
Was Bob Gates at the Easter egg roll? There's a lot happening in the world. Like, we're in active negotiations with Iran. We're doing more bombing of Yemen than I think people realize, because there's just so much insanity in the news that it's like not getting the coverage that it would have. So it was like a more boring presidency. I guess we're abandoning the Ukrainians potentially, according to what Marco said, the Israel Gaza war, no ceasefire there. I mean, like, there's active things happening in multiple theaters. So you'd think that the Secretary of Defense, particularly one who's learning on the job, like, would be quite busy, like, meeting with military experts rather than starting text change with his third wife and, like, you know, going to Easter egg rolls and getting in troll fights on the internet. But maybe that is his job.
I was thinking today, how would Fox News host Pete Hegseth have treated a defense secretary in a Democrat administration embroiled in this Signalgate stuff? And it's just so hard to comprehend how quickly he would demand that, not just their resignation, but like probably their court martialing and things like that. You know, it's like, we're so past.
Well, he doesn't believe in the Jags, so I don't know about court martialing.
Oh, you're right. Straight to El Salvador.
Straight to El Salvador for Lloyd Austin.
Yeah, seriously.
What are your thoughts on like the Democrats here? I mean, should they be like just kind of letting this go, right?
This
like,
is
just
one of those ones where you let them bury themselves, right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, when the signal stuff comes up, you have to make the point, like, this is not acceptable. And yes, you can call for resignation. But, you know, it's like, this is a quagmire of their own making, and your goal is to just get out of the way.
The signal thing is, I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. The signal thing is so alarming. For people who missed it, I interviewed Susan Rice maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's like, worth going back just to the part of the interview where I asked her about this, because, like, it's obviously crazy in its face for like the Secretary of Defense to be texting his wife about like the time that the F-18 is leaving to bomb Yemen. Like, that's crazy. That's it.
Honey, do you need me to pick something up on the way home for dinner? And by the way,
at the coordinates 1842.
Oh my God. You're not going to believe the special at Trader Joe's.
Like, here's the exact weapons package we're going to be using. But in addition to that, like, listening to Susan Rice just talk about how, like, the protocols and the caution,
the whole thing is so stupid. And water emails and all that stuff. Let's play the lines, okay? Kalshi, bet the lines, okay?
Oh, great.
They asked the question, who will be the first to leave the Trump cabinet?
So I'm just trying to think. So if you have Lutnick, Besant, and Hegseth is the main three. I'd say Hegseth probably at this point a 55% chance to be the first one gone.
Oh my God, 53.
Nailed it. All right,
nailed it.
Hell yeah. And you told me, I would have been wrong with this. I would have guessed then Besant like 30, 20, then 25 for Lutnick, but yeah.
They're low. It's 15 for Lutnick, 11 for Besant.
11
for
Besant, okay.
Who will leave their role in the Trump administration this year? The three options are Hegseth, Navarro, and Lutnick. So Hegseth, you kind of guess it's the same percentage.
Yeah, Hegseth first again. Obviously 55 again.
54 right there. Now you got Navarro. This is where it gets interesting.
I would put him last below Luttnick for me. I don't, the people of Kalshi might be wrong, but they think that Navarro is second most likely?
Yeah, second at 36%.
Oh, that's wrong, I think.
And Luttnick's at 32.
That's wrong. Navarro is trying to die. They're going to have to carry him out. And then to carry that man out. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, Navarro's just going to just embed. He'll hide. He'll find a place to hide. They'll never find him. All right. That's Gauss the Lines by Kalshi. We should get a sponsorship.
We really should. If anybody's watching, wants to sponsor the Gauss the Lines segment, let us know. Subscribe to the feed. We'll see you later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.